My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
An exciting Football Tuesday, augmented after last night's Bills win over the Jets by this trade for Amari Cooper. Is this the move the Bills have been needing that we've been waiting for at that position? We will find out. Sean McDermott is speaking now. We'll catch up on what he had to say about the move and the game in time. But first, our man Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Ross, how are you?
Awesome. Who wants to hear the head coach talk about the new star receiver when you can hear me answer questions about food or travel or whatever you guys ask me?
You're so right. In fact, I will admit that I knew one thing McDermott said. He's just getting started, and it was that, first, I want to say I believe in the receivers we have. And, I mean, is that not a good example of what you're saying?
Is that what he said?
That's part of it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, listen, you know what? I actually thought he did a really good job last night when he got interviewed right after the Hail Mary. He's better than I would be, dude. Yeah. I mean, he got interviewed by Rutledge right after the Hail Mary. Yeah. I would have been like, yeah, that should not have happened. I'm not happy. But that whole thing was fascinating that Rodgers, you know, they think it's like a give-up play, but Rodgers sees what coverage the Bills are in, so he basically audibles to it, and then it works. I mean, obviously, they still should have had somebody to be able to knock it down, but I just thought Sean handled that very, very well. Because you got, I can't even imagine how high his frustration level was in that very moment.
Yeah, I did not even stay in the room for that interview. I walked out because I was so mad. I just go out and say, like, what are we doing here? Trying to double dip here, right? Last possession of the half, you know, chance to, and then get the ball back. And then, oh, here's a touchdown in the middle of that sandwich. So that was that was a frustrating moment in the game for sure.
Has anybody ever seen that defense, by the way?
Yeah, Ross, how many you've been watching football a long ass time. Have you ever seen defensive ends deployed, you know, 15 yards downfield at the sidelines? Because that's where Rousseau and Epinesa were.
Yes, I have. So the thought process, right, and I think you guys know this, but there was, what, 8 seconds left?
Yes.
They were not. They were trying to not let and the Jets had no timeouts. They were trying very hard to not let the Jets get an outbreaking route where they could stop the clock and get a field goal attempt off, because they essentially didn't care about any pass completed in the field of play. All of which I am on board with and I agree with, mm-hmm. and I think it's good. But then the guys that are deep have to make the play on the, you know, if he throws it up, the guys that are deep have to make the play. But I think that defense was the right defense because they were not expecting a Hail Mary because there was 8 seconds left. They were expecting the Jets to try to get closer for a field goal. I think they had the right defense called, and Lazard made a good catch, and somebody for the Bills has to come over and just spike the ball down. Knock it down.
Invite the Hail Mary any chance, anytime, I guess, you know, you can. That's the play you want the Jets to run, isn't it? I mean, that's why you're defending the sideline like that. Well, they got
any team other than an Aaron Rodgers team, evidently.
Right.
That is the percentage play. But yes, I would agree. I'm always amazed how many people like listen to coaches' press conferences or whatever. Like I think it'd be more entertaining if you guys asked me the questions that the media will ask McDermott at his press conference, and I attempt to get as close as possible to giving the exact answer that McDermott will give.
You could play it that way, or you could instead just try to like be honest. I mean, he's honest sometimes, but coaches are not always honest, of course. They feel like they can't be, so you could also play it that way, Ross.
Yeah, well, I've told you guys that before. Players can't be honest either.
Yeah.
When I got traded to Cleveland, I think I lied like 10 times in one sentence, maybe?
Romeo Crennel.
You know? Yeah, Romeo Crennel. I've told you guys that before, right?
Yeah. Just how he was too nice a guy, whatever it was. Well...
Right, and I knew the quarterback wasn't good. I knew we were going to be terrible, but they were going to pay me money to play football in Cleveland that year, so I was happy. Like, but you can't say that. You got to like act, whatever. You got to act like you're encouraged or excited by the other players on the team or the coach. But no, it's a quite a 20 hours for the Bills. I mean, these are like 20 hours that they could be the difference between the Bills really doing something this year and not. Because well, first of all, that would have been a really, really bad loss. I mean, that would have been a tough loss to lose 3 in a row, to very much let the Jets get in it. Instead, you know, the Bills certainly took a huge step towards, you know, having command of the AFC East, obviously. And then getting Amari Cooper, I think, is significant. Although I will tell you, I did a Browns game this year. I've watched a decent amount of Browns. He really hasn't played very well. I mean, he really hasn't been very good so far this year. And so that's probably one reason why the Browns are ready to move on from him. But the Bills probably think that that's primarily a Deshaun Watson issue and not an Amari Cooper issue. Plus, he came financially cheap.
Yeah.
Although I would never say a third round pick is cheap.
Right. Yeah. They didn't have the cap room to do the Davante Adams deal. At least not the way the Jets did it. So the Jets get Adams. The Bills, I don't know. I don't want to phrase it as pivoted to Cooper. They might have been targeting Cooper all along. I certainly was. I just didn't think the Adams thing was going to be realistic for them. So, well, despite that, like, what is your overall opinion of Cooper? Because there could be a lot of reasons why this year hasn't looked right. I mean, Watson is performing at a historically horrible level for a quarterback of any accomplishment. He's been one of the worst players ever at the position in the modern era. So, you know, that could certainly have some impact on Cooper. What do you think he brings to the Bills?
Well, yes, but I would also say, like the Raiders game I did a couple weeks ago, I thought Deshaun Watson actually played pretty well. And if Amari Cooper doesn't have a ball bounce off his chest and get intercepted and return the other way, you know, the Browns probably win that game. And Amari Cooper leads the NFL in drops. I mean,
yep.
For whatever reason, didn't seem like he was on the same page as Watson a lot. He is a good route runner. He always has been. He still will be. And I think, you know, just to give someone like that to Josh Allen, that's very reliable, and that certainly, you know, offenses and really defenses need to be aware of, I think that was significant. I don't think Keon Coleman is ready. You know, I think Shakir is fine, and I think Shakir is good, you know, to be the slot guy. They just weren't getting enough from the outside guys. They need an outside guy that can win. I mean, Keon Coleman just never gets separation, ever. And, you know, the one thing I think is very noticeable, it's a lot harder to consistently make contested catches in the NFL than it is in college, because the defensive backs are so much better in the NFL at being ready at the catch point and being able to knock the ball out, which is why so often we see guys that were really good contested catch guys in college not able to get it done in the NFL level.
I think maybe A.D. Mitchell so far for Indianapolis is also an example of that. Ross Tucker on the Westher Hotline. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Ross, I was saying earlier, for me, there was a line to be drawn between this game last night and the remainder of the schedule, or at least this next stretch for the Bills. Tennessee, Seattle, Miami, Indianapolis are the next four games. They've had four night games already, three on the road, pretty tough opponents. 4-2, I think, works. And they've had injuries, and no one else in their division is 500 or better. So I think I would say, all things considered, this will do. And now you have the Cooper trade that can maybe bring some extra energy into the locker room. Would you agree? You think the Bills are in a pretty good place?
Yes, I do. I mean, their only two losses were on the road to two teams I believe are both in the top six of the Ross Tucker podcast power rankings. That's pretty good, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, two road losses to two teams I deem to be six of the best teams in the NFL. I mean, I mean, would it have been nice if they won one of those? And in particular, the Houston game, since it was so close? Sure. But they didn't. But they won all the games that they were supposed to win. And most importantly, I would say, they won the game that they had to win, which was last night. They had to win that game last night. I mean, for all the reasons we've already mentioned, it just would be a completely different thought process, mindset, feeling if they had dropped that one last evening. I mean, that was huge, especially the way it went down. I mean, that was a very closely contested game. It could have gone either way. You know, red zone was a major factor, but they found a way to get it done, and that was huge. Win of the year last night.
What do you think of the Jets at this point at 2-4? The fired coach last week, now the Davante Adams trade. It makes sense to me that they're acting the way they're acting, even with the record they have, because they're all in on Rodgers, and who knows how long that's going to last if it even goes beyond this season. We'll see if he even makes it through the season. He's getting hit a lot and has looked compromised often enough. Last night, I thought, was a really good night for him, but they still lose the game. So what do you make of the way forward for them?
Well, I think they'll be in the mix. I don't think that they'll be able to win the division. I think the Bills will win that, but I do think the Jets, their schedule is going to get a little bit easier now. And I think that the Jets, with getting Davante Adams, I would assume they're going to sign Hassan Reddick as well. You know, desperate times call for desperate measures. The GM, Joe Douglas, is in the last year of whatever it is, his four-year contract. I have no idea why he hasn't already gotten Hassan Reddick signed. I mean, it's not his money. The only thought I can think of is that Woody Johnson is involved here. because if you're Joe Douglas, like, if you don't win this year or make the playoffs, you're gone. End of your contract. So give Hassan Reddick a deal that he's happy with. Get him in there. Win a couple more games and make the playoffs. So I think they'll get a deal done with Reddick, and I think that the Jets will start to rally and play well. I'm actually in the booth Sunday night for Westwood, one on the radio with for Jets Steelers, which I think is a really, really critical game for them, right? I mean, now you've got Devontae Adams. It's another primetime game. The Steelers are pretty good. The Jets have to find a way to win that game because there's like a world of difference between 2-5 and 3-3.
And the Jets are a small favorite on the road in that game against apparently Russell Wilson.
Yeah, the Steelers are making a little news today too. Not quite to the Devontae Adams, Amari Cooper trade level that we've seen the Jets and Bills, but it sounds like Wilson certainly is going to have an opportunity to show he should start this week. What do you make of that?
Well, I don't believe it, to be honest with you. I don't. I think they're doing that to mess with the Jets. I mean, I'd be surprised if they started Russell Wilson this game, and I might be wrong, and I'll be there, and we'll talk about it next week if I am wrong, but I don't know. I feel like they leaked that so that people knew that he was going to get some first-team reps so that the Jets feel like they need to prepare for both or whatever. I'm not really buying that they're going to actually start Russell Wilson, just go with Russell Wilson. Will they maybe play him a little bit in certain situations and just try something that people haven't really done before? Maybe. I think that's possible. But I would be surprised if they just moved on from Justin Fields. Really surprised.
Let's see. Jets at Steelers. So pastrami, bagels. I was just in that stadium on Saturday for California Pittsburgh. I loved it. It's not my first time to Pittsburgh.
Why are you there?
My son had lacrosse there on Sunday, so we went to the Cal Pitt game. And I mean, okay. Pierogies. It's one of the first road trips I've ever taken in media was to go to a Bills Steelers game in the press box, and just it was the best. It's Pittsburgh. I mean, pierogies and great food. So. I don't have to tell you any of this. I know you're the master.
They always kind of have the same thing. They always have like a salad, and then I don't know, something not that great, and then they have like a carving station of like prime rib or something, which is like the star of the show.
It's overrated.
I don't know. I feel like earlier in my media career, I look forward to Pittsburgh. Press box food more than I do now. They don't do the thing where they pretend to be the other city. That's
good.
For sure.
Good.
They're Pittsburgh through and through. But yeah, my last couple times, it's been, I'd say middle of the pack at best from an NFL standpoint. We'll see. It's a primetime game. You know, maybe the entire organization realizes the importance of the game. Maybe not. I can usually tell who's going to win the game by the press box food before the game even starts.
Yes, I love that. I mean, I had a great time there, I will say, though, again. All right, Ross, last thing. You mentioned how you've seen the Browns a few times, and Cooper, you mentioned the Raider game. We know you did that. How about with Philadelphia on Sunday? That was a closer game than the spread. Sirianni has more, is a target again, the Eagles coach. I don't know. Is that going to get better for him?
Well, I think it needs to. I don't think it can get much worse. I guess it could have gotten worse. They could have lost the game. I mean, if he lost the game, that would have really been bad. Although, I guess if he lost the game, he probably wouldn't have been talking trash to the Eagles fans after the game.
Right.
Towards the end of the game. I give him a lot of credit for apologizing. A lot of people in life don't apologize, or they don't want to apologize. People say, well, the owner made him do it, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't know who made him do it or if he just wanted to do it, but he did it. And I'm in the car with my daughters right now, and I teach them if you make a mistake in life, you just own up to it, you apologize, and you move on, and that's what Sirianni did. The thing that's so unique about that is he's been told by the players during the bye week that they want him to be more emotional, more passionate like he was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
A couple years ago when they went to the Super Bowl, so I think he really kind of took them to heart and really was trying to do that, was really trying to be what they wanted him to be, and he took it too far.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a big fan of him, like, talking trash to DBs for the Browns. I feel very strongly that if you don't have a helmet and shoulder pads on, and if you're not going inside the white lines and putting your body on the line, I don't want to see you talking trash. You know, unless I can hit you on the next play, I don't need you to be talking to me at all. In fact, if you talk trash without being suited up, the guy you're talking trash to that's actually in uniform should be able to punch you in the face. That should be a rule.
Plus, they have that big security, Big Dom, over there in Philadelphia, too, that did a little bit of that last year. Was that with Debo Samuel?
It was the Niners. I don't remember which player he
big
got
Dom.
Into it with.
It was the Niners. It was Dre Greenlaw.
Right.
And
oh, okay.
He was, you know, trying to break it up. And he put a hand on the Niners linebacker, and Dre Greenlaw didn't like it. I don't blame him.
Yeah.
If you're not a player, if you're not stood up, and now he, you know, Big Dom would probably say he was just trying to be peacemaker there, but
yeah, no,
yeah, you know, he didn't need to touch Greenlaw
I'm not buying it from Big Dom. I'm sorry.
Never did. Never will.
Thank you, Ross. Enjoy Pittsburgh, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds great. See you guys.
All right, there you go. That's our man, Ross Tucker, on the West Hur Hotline. Odyssey NFL Insider, Ross Tucker, by the way. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. And in part by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
The Bills win and then trade for Amari Cooper shortly after the Jets add Davante Adams. A lot has happened since we talked yesterday. 803-0550, your thoughts on the game and the move or moves. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Lines open. This is Football Monday on a Tuesday here on WGR.
First and foremost, believe in the receivers that we already have in the room. And, you know, we'll see when Amari gets here and how we can get him up to speed and get him integrated into what we do and how we do things. You know, it's never about one guy. We're thankful to have him, but it's never about just one guy. And it's about the team. So, you know, we're anxious to get him on board here and get rolling.
Sean McDermott today, I mentioned to Ross Tucker that McDermott said words to that effect. First, I believe in my guys. I don't know. I don't need to microanalyze it. But Ross was like, he really said that? It doesn't seem like that shocking that he would. But did he maybe not lean into Cooper quite as much as you wanted there?
No, I'm okay. I think Ross reacting that way, it's like one of those deals where you see the one clip from an interview when the guy goes on to talk about the other stuff, but you only see the one thing like, what is he talking about? They just traded for a guy, and he's saying he loves the guys he has. But he did go on to say, like, that, you know, needed this guy, like this guy, whatever. So, you know, whatever. I think Ross's reaction was like seeing a single quote pulled out without the context, full context.
I guess I'll say it. I could have used a little bit more flourish from McDermott about this. This is an exciting move. It's not made because it's exciting. It's made because the need is there. And the organization, the GM, if not also McDermott, felt that they needed...
100% McDermott. They don't do anything over there without him. You think being with, I'm getting you a receiver, I don't care what you want. No way.
I don't think he has to be all in, though, for it to happen. I don't know. He didn't sound that into it.
All right. Well, I'm telling you, and I have felt this way since the minute he got here, that there's no way anything happens that he doesn't approve of. McDermott, I'm talking about. So however he sounds is how he sounds. I mean, I don't know. That's probably out of respect for the guys that are here and him being maybe self-conscious about something we've talked about a lot, which is how do they look? How do the guys that are here already that have been part of everybody eats, everybody snacks, everybody's famished, whatever, week to week, however it's been. How do they feel if they, you know, and how do we feel even? Like, are the Bills, like, sort of ducking a little when they say, okay, we made a trade for a receiver after all this time. Like, maybe he's self-conscious about the appearances of it a little bit.
I am just saying, I've heard you, I am just saying that there are times when you want it and there are times when you'll take it. And I thought in that clip, he sounded more like, you know, we'll try to get him acclimated. You know, like, not, I don't know. Like I said, I prefaced all that with, I'm thinking I'm probably going to just regret every word of this. You know, who knows what he's really thinking, but it wasn't exactly, yeah, we need this guy. We need help. But is he going to say that? I guess not. You know, though, right? There are times when he doesn't have to be against the trade.
Mm-hmm.
If he's against the trade, maybe it doesn't happen. That's your point.
That's absolutely my point.
But there are times when, you know, you're a co-manager or something, and the other guy's like, I really want this. You're like, okay.
Yeah, sure.
I'll go along.
That can happen. Yeah. I just wouldn't put any stock whatsoever. We're playing our roles here to a T. I wouldn't put any stock in how he sounds about it, because I think he's probably being sensitive, A, to public perception, B, locker room perception. If he's, oh, finally, our offense is going to blast off. And like,
finally.
Mac Hollins is sitting there brushing his hair going, what the hell? What?
So, yeah, finally would be going too far. Thank the Lord would be going a little farther than he needs to.
And let me
to.
Tell you something else. This guy isn't at all like Stephon Diggs either.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
McDermott going full wrestling heel.
Tell us how you really feel. Once. Lewis is next. Hello, Lewis.
Hey, show, Bulldog. How you guys doing?
Great, Lewis. Thanks.
Quick thing on Ray Davis. I really hope they don't send him back to a bench role. I think, you know, obviously adding Amari Cooper is incredible. It's going to open up the field and hopefully a little bit less Mac Hollins. But Ray Davis clearly showed he's an unbelievable playmaker. And I'd love to see, and what do you guys think about this? Any chance Joe Brady puts him and Cook out on the field together, seeing as he's, I don't know, the second best playmaker along with Cook, maybe Shakir? What do you think?
I don't know where we're getting that he's this playmaker exactly. I mean, he made one catch. He did it, had a good game, and he was great, you know, running the ball.
Yeah, I loved him, but I think, you know.
Playmaker is not a word that would come to mind for
no,
me.
No, he's a running back, and he stepped in and did, I think, very predictably so, a credible, good job for them, and is a different style runner than Cook, and we'll see what that leads to, if anything. I think he definitely, I would say, I mean, you know, I was a little surprised how it shook out yesterday. Johnson was the first guy in and had been the guy that getting more of the two, you know, 2A, 2B running backs. Like, Johnson has been the one more in favor. Certainly has made the more impactful plays. But, boy, right after the first maybe free Johnson had, it was Ray Davis time. And I think he's carved out at least, like, he's the next guy off the bench for Cook moving forward with the way he played last night. The style could lead them to want to increase that because it is more of a downhill, harder, you know, he's not as elusive or shifty as Cook, but that isn't always what you need. Sometimes you just need a guy to be able to run through somebody's face, like Marshawn Lynch used to say, without the curse word mixed in there, and he did a lot of that last night. So
yeah,
I'm definitely ready for a, you know, more of a role for him. But I don't know, like, him and Cook to get whatever. This team just traded for Amari Cooper. I don't want to make sure I get some receivers on the field rather than running backs who can catch the ball.
Yeah, I mean, that's more of a style thing than it is anything else. You know, one back, just how they want to line up. But I've always liked Davis. I'm ready for Davis to emerge, and I guess this is kind of not a good problem, but some sort of some amount of a challenge for Brady to figure out how to make Davis, you know, of value in a situation where Cook isn't injured. I mean, last night somebody has to do it. I mean, the first drive, it was the best in that game, and Davis had so much to do with that.
Everything, like, about that. For I'm sorry, I don't mean to head you off at the pass about the first drive. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we think of yesterday's show, and I think of people I know, an email I got, and just like, how are the Bills going to score in this game? And so here comes the game. Are they down 3-0 first or not? But first drive of the game?
Yeah, the Jets went down and got a field goal first.
Okay,
drive.
So 3-0, and the Bills just were very physical and efficient on that drive, and that's just like, okay. Here's one way they're going to score points in this game.
Yeah.
So, really impressive start.
I would not have had the Bills come out and set a physical tone on my bingo card for last night. But that's exactly what they did, and Davis was a central figure in that. His running style invited that. Did you get a load of Kincaid? Not just breaking the tackle on the lone pass, by the way, on the drive, that first drive. He breaks that tackle and then just absolutely obliterates that other defensive back. Like, it was one of these games. I would bring this up when Diggs was the one doing what Kincaid did last night. Like, they want to let the Jets know, we're you know, you're big and tough, we're here all night. And Davis and the offensive line did that on that drive, and Kincaid contributed to that. And the Bills are not a team that usually gets described that way. So when they do it, when you see evidence of it,
right,
I think it really stands out. And last night, I think that absolutely stood out. I mean,
Dawkins, too, on the touchdown.
Yeah, they were interested in, like, just, I don't know, punishing. Just, you know, the Jets are the big bad. They're the big bad mean Jets, right? We got this tough defense and the Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner and all this, like, all right, here. All right, fine. We're bringing out the 2x4s.
Tough looking coaches.
Yeah, right.
Tough looking bearded, trimmed beard coaches.
Harder without Salah now in the tight shirt and everything. But
I don't know, this new guy. Like, yeah, he could be a manager in the Premier League. This guy. The handsomest guys in the world are managers of the Premier League.
The beard is very neatly trimmed. He's got a world-class beard.
This Todd Downing, too, he's fired up.
Yeah.
Well, they had the energy, but the Bills matched it.
I just love the you know, we don't talk a lot about the tone setting, but the Bills had something. It looked to me like something in mind on that first drive, and they delivered.
And part of that is Allen being back to running and playing that physical way. And, you know, that was on the touchdown. That's on the play that clinched it, too, at the end of the game.
Yeah, and which maybe he just did completely off script.
Fine.
Because
whenever you want.
It looks to me, watching like a replay of it from the end zone, like facing the Bills offense, Ty Johnson goes across behind Allen, or maybe it's in motion, whatever. He's going to the right and looks back like he's expecting Allen to be following him, I think. He's like, where are you? What are you doing here? Maybe it was supposed to be a little pitch. I don't know. But Johnson is looking back for Allen, and Allen's just, I'm just going to beat this guy, and I'm going to get a first down, and the game's going to be over. That's what he did.
Did you see Rex call that on the Mannings?
Oh, I did not. No.
Rex Ryan was on during that.
Yeah.
He's like, he's going to keep it. Like, yes.
Right. Of course he is.
Of course he is.
Right.
And guess what else? It's going to work.
Yep. And it did.
Football Monday on this Tuesday brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Thanks for the call, Lewis. 803-0550. Amari Cooper traded to the Bills. What do you think? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR. Welcome back. The Bills get the win, and then they get Amari Cooper. 803-0550 to comment. People are enjoying my tweet about how Amari Cooper was born on the day of the OJ chase. Getting a lot of traction, to use your word.
Good.
Traction.
Eyeballs. Clicks.
Just between you and me?
There's no clicks.
Clicks.
There's no clicks.
Just between you and me? I mean, a lot of it seems to be like it's karma that...
Oh, yeah.
Breaking a curse and stuff like that.
Oh.
I never thought about the Bills having been O.J. Simpson's team once. I just thought, like, the O.J., everybody remembers that.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
All I wasn't thinking about that he played for the Bills when I
When you let off the show, that was the first thing I thought of.
That O.J. Simpson played for the Bills?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right. That's what apparently a lot of people are
right.
Like-minded.
Yeah.
I was just like, no, like... Who doesn't remember the O.J. chase, the Bronco chase?
Right.
Right?
Yeah, I would think more of our audience remembers the Bronco chase than O.J. playing for the Bills.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Sure.
But good. I mean, hey, if people like it because there's a connection.
Yeah, I saw a few people that I follow commenting, like, this is why the internet was invented. Like, this sort
Thank
of,
you.
Like, nonsense that just... has no bearing on anyone's life. But, hey, look, what a curiosity.
Well, you tweet something and, you know, you almost feel like you have to have a meaning because people are going to want to know what you meant.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean anything on this one. I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah. Barely, even. Really.
Barely interesting.
Right.
Yes. I agree. It's you don't have to find it interesting, really. It's right. His birthday, you know?
Maybe the most interesting thing about it is pondering how interesting you even thought it was.
Maybe. I'm distraught. I need a belt. Remember on Friday? I was here on Friday and my belt broke.
Oh, yeah, I do remember
I've
that.
Had this one belt forever.
Yeah.
And it finally went.
Gave out.
So, do you have a belt guy? I need a belt.
Belt guy? No.
Yeah, you don't have a belt guy?
No, I have many belts. Fewer than I used to because the kids over the years, I think, have pilfered.
They take them?
It's the struggle with having, you know, people who are your size from the time they turn 12, which is really what both of my boys turned into. They were like my size when they were still barely teenagers.
I remember, like, my father trying to push his clothes on me, you know, like, why don't you just wear this jacket?
Yeah.
Like, no, I can't do that. But as a dad, and my son and I have the same size feet, size 12, I really want my son to want to wear my shoes. Like, I had a pronounced shoe phase,
mm-hmm.
and I've got all these great shoes, and I, you know, now it's cooler again, so no more shorts and sandals. I'll wear more of my shoes. But I really want to be like, oh, I want to wear the gold shoes. I want to wear the blue ones, the blue suede, the yellow ones. I want him to like them, but it's dads.
Be careful. Be careful what you wish for there, because I had a sizable collection of shoes. And bit by bit, they got pilfered again by both the boys. And one pair in particular, I had this pair of red Doc Martin boots. I like the quintessential punk rock footwear, right? This is striking red Docs, awesome. Leo, I think, still wears them, but I mean, it's been 10 years. He's been just...
They're his.
They were in my closet. They were like, I'll wear those once a year. Like, if that. But now it's gone. I don't know. I'm not about to go, buy another pair for $150 or something to wear them once a year. But I had them to wear once a year if I wanted to, and now I don't, because he destroyed them.
Well, soon my son's feet will be bigger than mine, and I won't have that to worry about.
Right.
I told you this earlier. I did this morning what I'm calling the thinkable.
I love this phrase.
It's not the unthinkable. It's very thinkable. Taking the dog out, when we wake up, it's dark out now. It's 6:15 in the morning, and I don't bother to turn on a big spotlight or anything. I'm not even sure I have one in this area of the house. So we just venture out there in the dark, and I stepped in it with my sneak. That's why I'm wearing these green ones today, because my sneakers were, I stepped in it with the sneakers in the dark. That's the thinkable happened.
Yes.
The thinkable has happened.
Yeah, that was not
one of these times.
That was not an impossibility. It was very much a possibility.
Because with a puppy, they tell you, go to the same spot in the yard to teach her this is where we go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just step outside and just walk around aimlessly.
And
we go to this one area.
There's no fence. You gotta be out there with her, right? Like, I can at least let Fred.
No fence.
Yeah.
So we walk underneath the pear tree to this one area, and I knew it was going to happen. In the dark, one of these times it was going to happen. The thinkable has happened. Amari Cooper traded to the Bills, and the Bills get the win at the Jets. What a big difference that win makes in the standings. And it was a very close game, of course. We will talk more about it and maybe hear from you as well at 803-0550. The Sabres play tomorrow night and Thursday night on the road. Pittsburgh and Columbus coming up here the next two nights, but no game tonight. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Lines are open for you. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.